Yeah, Japan was really crazy. It's the first time that I've had an international premiere. Before, I'd done films for TV or television shows, but it was a really, really big, new experience. At times, it's a little overwhelming. But I remember the day of our premiere, when I sort of stepped into it, we had a pre-production thing, and then all the cars come and you do the whole red carpet thing and everything. But I remember the minute that I saw David, it was any, you know, feelings or nervousness that you had to sort of slip away, because he's just so happy to see everyone there. I remember he came and he gave me a big hug and was so happy I was there. And, choir keys don't really matter to him. So it was very soothing in that way, so reconnecting those feelings that you always had and the sense of belonging that I always had while we were shooting the film returned. It was also really interesting being at Cannes and being exposed very heavily to the fashion side of things, and that aspect of the industry and publicity, press, carpet, sort of all of that on that scale was really different. But it was interesting forming connections and partnerships with different companies and stylists and designers and that sort of thing, and being opened up to that for the first time, and also being able to appreciate that art form and that industry as well.